Okay, welcome to another episode of the Startup Sac podcast, where we do interviews with Sacramento startup founders. Today, I'm with Jesse Day and Steve Nguyen.
Yeah.
They are co-founders of Text to Ticket, right?
Correct, yes.
We're at the King's Capitalize event. These guys just pitched. Why don't you guys tell us what it is that Text to Ticket does?
Yeah, so Text to Ticket, we're a distracted driving enforcement platform. So what it is that it allows our users, which are passengers or pedestrians, not drivers, to submit video image of people using a mobile device while driving. We then take that video image and we forward it on to the local municipality where we'll receive a certain portion of the revenue.
Okay, so how did the idea come about?
Yeah, so Steve and I, and then a couple of our, another one of our founders and just some other friends, we were out in the city in San Francisco. We were going to a game. We were just chatting. We had a walk signal. We start walking across the street and a car almost just got us. We look up and the person's too busy looking at their phone, not looking down at the road or anything, almost ran us right over. So it just started a heated conversation for the next couple of weeks of just, you know, how can we solve this? How can we do it? And my background is in public health. Steve himself has a background in government technology. And then another one of our co-founders has a background in law enforcement. So it kind of just from there percolated and we came up with this idea of Text to Ticket and using a mobile app to be able to police.
Have anybody on your team done a startup before or have any entrepreneurial experience? I mean, you had a problem, but a lot of people come across a problem like that and they don't really do anything about it. So what was kind of that entrepreneurial spirit that led you to actually jump into this?
Well, you know, we have some. I think a lot of, a couple of the investors within the organization, we have a lot of support from investors and members that believe in our cause and have supported us with knowledge and expertise around entrepreneurship. We have one of the co-founders, he's a big investor in real estate. So taking risk and kind of exploring new options, that's not something that's foreign to us. Technology is something that's in my background as well, not necessarily starting up an organization from scratch, but and I think we've put together a pretty good team that's been able to kind of fill the gaps and bring, you know, skills within the organization.
Okay. So how does this work? You mentioned, and I think a lot of the first question on most people's mind is well, how good is it when you have a driver like taking a picture with their cell phone of another person doing? But you specifically said it's for passengers and for pedestrians. How does the whole process work from when I spot I'm a passenger in a car and I spot somebody texting while driving? How does all that work?
Yeah, so say you're a passenger or a pedestrian in a car. Or a pedestrian, sorry, word vomit. So what happens is you'll just take out your phone. If you see somebody using their mobile device while driving, you just record that person with their mobile device in their hand and getting in the same stream video their license plate as well. And then you just forward it on to us. All you have to do is hit submit. It's all done within the application. It can't be uploaded to the app. It can't be downloaded. It has to be done within our app. And then once it's sent to us, it, like I said before during our pitch, it tracks the date, time, location, route traveled, and it encrypts it all and digitally signs it and sends it off to us to ensure authenticity of that video.
And then that goes to law enforcement?
Yeah, so then we would take those videos that are approved videos. They have that license plate number. They have that person in the act of using a mobile device. And we will take those approved videos and forward them on to the local municipality, and they'll have the final say in issuing any citations. Mm-hmm.
So you need to work directly with each municipality to kind of develop a partnership to make this work?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think the next question that came to my mind when I first heard about this was it kind of democratizes, you know, like the red light cameras at intersections. It kind of democratizes it and puts that ability in the hands of citizens to be able to do like almost like does it create this cottage industry of people going around looking for texted drivers and submitting it to make money?
It can. I mean, part of it is our objective as an organization is to reduce the incidence of texting and driving because we all realize and recognize that there is such a danger around doing that. And so if we reach a point where people just don't simply text and drive, the market kind of disappears on itself. Unfortunately, that's kind of the ideal scenario. That day will never come. There's always going to be people that understand something's dangerous and they'll still continue to do that. But, you know, our goal, similar to if you think about it on a small scale, just kind of neighborhood watches. You know, what's the objective of a neighborhood watch? You have a neighborhood spanning 5-6 blocks where, you know, people are fearful for crimes. It could be home burglaries. It could be simply people are driving down their blocks too fast and they have children out in the streets. So neighborhoods pull together and report incidents of activity. And so what we're doing is we're taking this, and rather than having it be on a neighborhood level, we're taking that to a city level.
Take it to the streets.
Take it to the streets, and why should I, as a citizen of Sacramento, not have the same expectation of safety as I'm crossing the street to go work versus walking out of my front door?
So what kind of traction do you have right now as far as users and partnerships with municipalities?
Yeah, so as far as users, we've grown quite rapidly. Each quarter, we've increased about 1,000%. So right now, we're just at our 1,000 users, and this has all just been with organic media. And not only that, but we have in the next couple of weeks, we'll be featured on the show The Doctors, a daytime television show, and that reaches over 1 million people internationally as well. So our user base will probably be expanding very rapidly.
You've just recently started the 500 startups. You're batch 20, I believe.
We are batch 20.
All right, how's that going? What's that been like for you?
It's great. I mean, we're there day in, day out for 12 plus hours at a time. We're meeting great people that are, you know, bringing great thought and idea to all of the processes. You know, figuring out, you know, our number one thing that we need to get done is, you know, get that contract or working with those red light camera companies, and all of it's coming really to fruition at this point. Like, they're all kind of just right in our reach, and we're almost there with multiple different aspects of it.
Awesome. So what's the 500 Startups Accelerator class you're in right now? How long does that go for?
It's like 3.5 months.
So when's your demo day?
April. I don't know that they've sent out a specific day, but I believe it's early April.
Early April. Yeah. And so what happens after early demo day? You'll be pitching to like big time investors.
Yes.
I suppose you're developing an ask for going out and raising funds. What comes after that?
So after that, I mean, we strap down and we continue working. I mean, the 500 Startups is giving us all the ammunition we need to, you know, kind of get to where we need to be, and, you know, obviously accelerating us as a company, and getting us those connections with, you know, VC firms and angels to be able to get the funding to get to the next round.
So you need
and,
to scale, basically.
Yes, yeah, to be able to scale.
Because you've got a working product right
we
now.
We do. We have a working product. It is on iOS and it is on Google Play.
Awesome. So it's just a matter of scaling up
exactly.
And getting it out there. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So one question I like to ask is, what kind of lessons learned you've learned along the way? Anything that's just any key obstacles that you've had to overcome in this journey? I mean, this is just a recent thing for you, right? So maybe it hasn't been long enough to actually have a big
We've learned, and like Steve said earlier, some of our advisors that have entrepreneurial backgrounds, we all came in not knowing really much about government as far as selling. Steve probably brought the most knowledge with that.